A Haynes Master Carver unveils a major piece honoring veterans, and the strategy to pay for police protection outside the Haynes townsite is still uncertain. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Haynes residents need to decide how to pay for police protection outside of the town site. Law enforcement in outlying areas of the borough has historically fallen to the Alaska State Troopers, but budget cuts and high crime in other parts of the state caused AST to withdraw from Haynes earlier this year. It's left the Haynes police in a difficult situation, responding to emergencies outside of their normal jurisdiction with no long-term plan for how to pay for it.
It wasn't our intention to go from policing an area of 13.7 square miles to 2,300 square miles.
That's Haynes Police Chief Heath Scott. He was on the job for about 9 months when Alaska State Troopers decided to close its post in Haynes. Since then, the police have responded to calls outside of their service area, including incidents that happen on the Haynes Highway, which connects the Southeast Panhandle to Canada and the rest of the state. The Haynes Police Department is made up of four officers, including the chief. Scott said, with each call dispatchers receive outside of the town site, they have to decide whether it's truly worthy of police response.
We had a call at 31 Mile a couple weeks ago of a DUI driver. We sent one officer out there. And what happened was we charged an individual for a DUI crime with a child in the car. So it was there was a charge for that, child endangerment. But that wasn't one officer call. We had to send him out 31 miles. And then we had to bring an officer on standby here.
The question Scott and interim borough manager Brad Ryan have for the community is this: do you want the police to continue responding to emergency calls in outlying parts of the borough? And if so, how do you propose paying for it? Here's Ryan.
We could, on July 1st, just say, well, we're not going to respond outside the town site at all.
The borough's attorney advised that they could do this, but should provide significant warning beforehand. Other options include expanding the police service area beyond the town site. That would require a vote of the people. Creating a new service area would also require a public vote. Both alternatives would probably trigger a sales or property tax increase.
So we could create new service areas with a lower level of service, emergency response only for, say, out the highway, again, Mud Bay and Lutac.
He mentioned that Haynes isn't the first Alaska community to face this conundrum. Girdwood and other Turnagain Arm communities are also losing trooper service. Girdwood is now contracting with the Whittier Police Department. Other Turnagain Arm communities recently voted to tax themselves to pay for service from the Anchorage Police Department. Ryan and Scott held two meetings to hear from residents, especially those living outside the town site. At the most recent meeting, Mud Bay Road residents said they didn't feel like there was a lot of crime in their area to begin with. Chief Scott responded.
Quite frankly, I think you guys have very few calls at Mud Bay. Lutac is probably the same way. A majority of our resources that aren't allocated for the town site are probably going to Haynes Highway up the road.
Some residents asked if it would be possible for Mud Bay Road, Lutac Road, and the Haynes Highway to vote on different levels of police service or pay different amounts based on the level of crime. Ryan said it may be possible, but complicated. At an assembly meeting a few days later, Ryan explained his takeaway from the two town halls.
And they all seem to agree that they want police response outside of the town site. The big question is, at what level and how do we pay for it? And for the most part, they don't want to increase their taxes. That's not surprising.
A proposal to expand the police service area or create new service areas can come from either the public or the assembly. At this point, no specific plan has been introduced.
The question that is unanswered is, what now?
The assembly is set to make a decision soon about whether to fund a 5-person police force instead of the current 4. But Chief Scott says if voters do decide to extend police response for the whole borough, even an expanded department of 5 officers would not be sufficient. The conversation about policing outside the town site will continue at a Public Safety Commission meeting Thursday evening. Haynes Clinkett master carver Wayne Price is well known for his art in Alaska. He's carved close to 40 totems that stand throughout Southeast. But until recently, none of Price's totems stood in Haynes, where he lives. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, art created for the local veterans' village changes that.
The Chilkat dancers of Klukwan and the Deshu dancers sing, dance, and drum as they make their way toward a towering structure. Two healing totem poles and a screen. They enter to a song Price calls Knocking at the Door. A big crowd turned out to watch Price reveal his latest piece of art. A mix of locals and veterans in town for the Alaska American Legion Convention gathered outside a veterans housing complex in Haynes.
I've been an artist and carver for 45 years, and I want to tell you the story of what this screen means.
Price stood in front of the piece, speaking to the crowd of onlookers. A tarp covering is pulled off. The 12-foot tall healing totems and 8-foot screen tower over Price. He said he worked with veterans in nearby Klukwan to come up with the design.
Artistic interpretation of warrior spirit screen with raven dog salmon and eagle wolf totem poles for the Sobolov McRae Veterans Village and Wellness Center.
The Haynes Assisted Living Board commissioned the piece for the Veterans Village and Wellness Center. The village is named after Walter Sobolov and Howard McRae. Price says their clans are represented in the art. Raven dog salmon is the clan of Sobolov. Eagle wolf is the clan of McRae. Price walked through the meaning of the screen, starting right in the middle.
The warrior spirit is in the center. Honors our men and women who have served the United States of America in the military, with eyes focused on all veterans, including U.S. prisoners of war, those missing in action, and those who have sacrificed their life for freedom.
He said that is where a healing spirit sits.
Radiating healing energies from its hands, heart, and mind to the human heart and minds of all veterans.
Price moved on to the second circle.
The second holding circle is raven and eagle. In the Tlingit tradition, they represent the balance of the people. They hold the eye of the ancestors watching over us. They are the communities that the veterans come from and sacrifice for.
And finally,
the outer circle is a traditional native sacred circle of red, yellow, black, and white. It represents the medicine wheel in the four directions.
Price turned over ownership of the work in a customary carver's dance. He danced to the Mandarin song, holding the traditional hatchet-like tool he used to carve the screen and totems.
I'm going to dance with this adz, and at the completion of this song, I release title. And from that moment on, it belongs to all of you.
Ted Hart danced and sang throughout the ceremony.
All people, black, white, red, and yellow, all serve the same. Thank you for helping. We are grateful for you. I hope these poles and screen bring peace and harmony to our vets, just as they will bring balance to our community.
American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt thanked Price and the Haynes community.
This is a beautiful sign and a reminder of what takes place on these grounds here, the wellness facility to honor veterans. Veterans that have served this country, and we will never forget their service and their sacrifice.
Haynes veteran Jim Shook says Price's work is meaningful to local veterans.
You know, Haynes has the highest per capita number of veterans in the state. And this is quite an honor, as many of the veterans are of Tlingit origin.
Price says there is a lot of emotion in moving on from a major piece of work like this one. But outside the Veterans Village, for the first time, his healing artwork is not too far from his home in Haines. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.